the clinicians that he acquired in her is not working. Is not working. So that's why it's not Bacteria disease. Because the, if we say yes, he has some severe clinicians. So in other words, that lady acquired the real clinicians in Leia. So the name of the clinicians that lady acquired in Leia cannot be acquired as a result of ladies Dushmi Roch. Dushmi is not Hebrew at the very outset, but it's not Mafia, it's not Mafia the Dushmi. It's not Mafia the Dushmi. So the male, so that's only, so that, so Kitsa says, so the Dushmi is not Mafia. The Machetim, there is Nisuyim, so that means, as long as there was only Dushmi Rochel, so the male, both Kiyoni are not Kiyoni Mori. Because Dushmi without Nisuyin is not a king robot. Vashayke, if you make Nisuyin Rochel too, so the Kinyan that is in Rochel is more of a Kinyan than a king robot. Vashayke in the Kinyan Nishes that lady has in Leo is not a king robot. So it's Matia disease. This is how the Ramban explains, and the Ramban agrees in the sheet of paper. But they are Vashayim Rochel. There is one washing the Rajbo, and the Daphne Male and the Ritvo, so he's Chili Kampetsu Shite, the Achili Kampetsves, and the Rambam, and the Miri also is Chili. So Mimela, they hold that not only Kiden Shemel and Hamtin in Ito, but even in Noto, so also in the Hamtin in Ito. So in other words, even the Sui cannot be Matia. Why? Because the key and Ishes that really acquired in Leye came first. So the melee cannot be poka, even as a result of the Kiyan Isui that lady acquires in Rochel. Cannot be like here. So, but that's only, so the Mir Shite is not like Taisa. Taisa Shite is that even according to Mando Mayezik, even according to Mando Mayezik, so, but Isui is not here, the Mir Shite is not. That point, Mando Mayezike is not only the Gushi of Levi in Rochel, is not Mafia the Zike Leye, but even the Nisuin of Levi in Rochel is not Mafia the Zike of Levi. That the Zike that the Gian Zike that Levi has Leye. So that's the Mirishite. But that's only according to Mando Mayezike. So then the Zike means the real Gianishes that Levi acquired. Machenikin, if we say any Zike, and the whole Zike consists in the residue of Ishes that remains vested in the Ochid Ames, so if there is Dushmin or Nisuyin, so then that is Machia de Zike Ligamre. So the Mele, so the Miri says in Rashi, he says that's the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes that when the more air the cash is, the lady is zero, she will yomu is not on the back of the city woman. So what is the rush? You really have been coming back this time of our mission because of Yandy the Holy. This really ends it. So he says, this really ends it. This time we should see then we cannot apply the term of the city woman. Why couldn't Kasha say, yes, he cares, but he agreed with the term of the city woman too? So the melee we couldn't say, that we have in the ratio. That we couldn't say that lady that Ruben should be Yabe, Rochel first, and then that Ruben should be Chilin, Rochel first, and then Shimon would be able to be Yabe. Why? Only if we say Enzike. But if we say Yezike, only if we say Enzike, but if we say Yezike, then we couldn't apply the term of Dikumitsi Wabi. Because if we say Yezike, it's the real second. So if we say Yezike, so then even if we agree with the term of Dikumitsi Wabi, so there is still no possibility of Dikumitsi Wabi. Because what's the Shoshe? We are Heche. Now, let's say, if we say that Uwe, he says, "Elatayne mishum shemayomus kidom adavispirti dilma adiyavim chad מה יסידו? שאותתו משייך איך ויצאים so mimele if one will be miyab let's say if shimon will be miyab if shimon will be miyab leo so then shimon will then ruben will die so there will be bitumitasi bombi in rochel because ruben will not be able to be miyab rochel he already was miyab in leo so then rochel is rachisiste and he will not be able to be to be kind of Mitzvah Shchuitze either. Because if we say Ein Zike, so then the Nishes, the key and Nishes in Leyen. So that will make Rochel and Achis Ishtey, that will be Matthias the Zike. So it will not, so there won't be any basis for Kiyo Mitzvah Shchuitze. Mashiachin, if we say Yer Zike, so even if Shimon will die, even if Ruben will die, let's say, so then there is no possibility of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomi. Because suppose this will happen, this contingency will happen. Let's say Shimon will be Miyavle first, and then immediately after Shimon will be Miyavle, so Ruben will die. So what if Ruben will die? So still, Shimon will be able to give chlitza to Rochel as well. He will not be able to be miyab Rochel, but he'll be able to give chlitza to Rochel. We can't say she's nachis ishtei, so mimele there is no zike. Because if we say yes zike, so in view of the fact that Shimon acquired the key and nishes in Rochel before Rochel became nachis ishtei, so mimele that key and nishes of zike will not be poka as a result of the Ishes Gmuro that will be realized by Shimon being the Yamle. Because the Miri Shitei is not like they say. In other words, not only the Gdushin of Shimon in Rochel, of Levi in Rochel, is not Mafia, the King and Zike, the King and Ishes, that Levi heard in Leia, but even the Nisuin of Levi in Rochel. So could not be Matia, the Kinyanishes, that Levi acquired in Leia. So Mimele, that's why, so the Mimele explains, that the reason is why Rashi emphasizes this Mirale Ein Zike. Because if we say Ein Zike, so then there is a possibility of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomi. Once we are Hishish, lest Ruben will die. Basheike, if we say Yezike, so even if Ruben will die immediately after the Yibun by Shimon of Leye, so there'll still be a possibility to be kind of Mitzvah Chlitze. Because the Zike will not be Poka, because the Ishes, the full Ishes that Shimon acquires in Leye, will not be Mafia, the Zike in Rochel, because that Zike already took effect. You see? Yeah, all right, but that is the only difficulty that remains. But this is what the Miri says in this Rashi. The Miri says in this Rashi. Yeah. Now I want to go over the Gemara first. I mean, the next year I'll discuss it. So the Gemara has the kashe. The Gemara says, "Roshem Yomu." The author of the Vatan is the Tzivami. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yechon Nisal Chay." So that's why he says, "Ach Yis Mideh Mishon." Then the Gemara has the Gemara of Reb Lezeri. The Omar Kiv Shomdo Lo Pshoachas Biyisea Netzra Vrelon. In other words, the whole kashe against Rabbi Yechon was because Rabbi Yechon holds Hutz of Netzra Bechot of Hutz. And so mainly from the point of view of Hutro and Nesra, because of Hutro, the Mishnah of Dalet Achim shouldn't say that both, that neither would, that both must be Chutzis, and that neither one can be Misyabeles, because there is a possibility that one should be Misyabeles if one gets Chutzis, so then the Rishaino should be able to be Misyabeles. So why on the basis of Hutro and Nesra because of Hutro? But if there is one Tanakh whom is really coming up here in the thing. And the whole, the Tutra of Nesra, the Chodra of Utra, is not ours of the Tehra. So then we could say that the Mishnah and Dalet Achim accord with the view of the Tanakh. So this is what the Gemara is saying. V'neimelo, Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer holds that we don't say Utra of Nesra, the Chodra of Utra, Tanakh of the Tehra. Where does Reb Lezer say it? Even though at the very outset she was Hutro, but then later on she was Nesro. And then, even though it's Hutro again, we don't say, according to Reb Lezer, Hutro and Nesro the Chodro. This is Gemara's comment. So Gemara says, me say to Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer says, Bishama Yemru Mikaimu, Bishir Leimri, Bishiru, so me say to Reb Lezer, Rishel Avram. So then Gemara says, so there was no Rishaino, the Omar Reshon is something, but it's also the Tanakh Rabbi Yitzhakri. What is the Gemara? Now, but the Gemara is catching when the Gemara adds, the Leimelo, the Blazer, the Omar, the Shomdolo, Shahat, the Isa, Nesrol of the Romans, Nesrol of the Romans, so it means that the Blazer holds that even if it's Hutro of Nesrol, the Chosro of Hutro, we still apply the concept of Nesrol of Romans. Where does Reb Lezer say that? So Tesis, according to Tesis chart, it's very simple. Because Tesis says, the way Reb Lezer, Heine Reb Lezer d'Achil, in Tonei Gabi Shemeres Yom, Shekili Shochel d'Achizo, that's case, Shemeres Yom, Shekili Shochel d'Achizo, so you may so, Gevente is Mitavishte, Meiso Ishte, Oiso Nivomo Choletes Lulemis Yabem. So what does it mean? They were, let's say, three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Now Reuben was married to Levi, and then Reuben died. So she was Mifeles before Shimon and Levi Levi. And then Levi was Mikavish Rochel, the sister of Levi. So then, Meiso Ishtei, and then, Rochel died. So, Eise Yivomo, so Leo, Choletzes Lo Yisyabeh. Now, so this is, the Reb Lezer says there. Now, from the point of view, according to the Svore of Hutro, the Nesro, the Chodro, the Hutro, so in this case, where Reuben and Shimon and Levi were three brothers, and Reuben died, and Leo is Nefeles before Shimon and Levi, so at that moment, when Reuben died, and Leo is Nefeles before Levi, so she will return to Levi, because Levi, as yet, did not marry Rochel, the sister of Leo. But then, half a year later, he married Rochel, so then he became Nesro. And then a year later, so Rochel died, so it's called Rutro. Still, Reb Lezer says, that Chelet is Loi Mitziavenes. Is Yavenes not? So we see that Reb Lezer rejects this thing of Hutro Vinesco the Chodro Hutro. So we may look more at the Kashi. Why is Rabbi Yechanan forced to say Achoyes in Ilea Mishonot? He could say the Mishnah of Achoyes represents the view of Reb Lezer. But I pass through like that at Anoi, who say that Hutro Vinesco the Chodro Hutro is starved at the Ovi. So according to this chart, we understand it very well. But Rashi has another shot. Rashi says, the way that Reb Lezer is, B'chir B'Shamay. V'ano de'amre k'rabot. So what does it mean? B'chir B'Shamay, that's that kufte. Hamigar is a sishte, ver zero, muteres liyom. Why? Because when they come to the Rabbonon of Reb Lezer, don't hold that they say that the Suyim of Hashem may not matter. But Reb Lezer is say, why? Because Reb Lezer holds, the Suyim of Hashem matter. So that's why Reb Lezer is there. So what's the idea that Reb Lezer holds? According to Tesis chart, the Reb Lezer has reference to the case of Shemeres Yom Kippur Zachito and Meiso Ishtei, so it's in Yivomo Chelatim Sabenet. Then Reb Lezer is explicitly saying that Hutro Venesro, the Hutro Hutro, Loi Tarda Levi Oishi. Masha'in came according to Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer means that the Mishte that Kuptes, and Gareth is Ishtei, and Zero Metenes Uyabu, Reb Lezer is here because the Tzvim of Shem Matil. So where does Reb Lezer say here that Hutro Vinesro Wie kommt man gut, kann man nicht auch der Tierle richten, der ist in einer Scheibe, wo er nicht so in der Tierle und nicht so in der Tierle. So, we have to say, that der Repressor, der nicht nach Kupfer, Repressor really expresses two hours. First of all, we express the hour of the Suim Rishayim Matur. Because if the Suim Rishayim wouldn't be Matur, so we could say Nesro Shahachar Mishatibirah. So that's one point that Rebbezer, in that Mishnah that could say certainly his vendor. But there is another halacha that he expresses Rebbezer. That Hutro Vinesro, the Hosro Vihutro, so Loitado Adirish, why? Now, he says, Hamigamish is his day, they are zero Muterafriyam. Muterafriyam. So why? Because the Suin of Shin Mapiri. So that means, when, let's say, Ruvein was married to Leah, one marriage, and then, for a number of years, then he divorced her, so then, when he divorces her, so at the moment when he divorces her, it's still Shas Mapiri. Because the whole period of the Suin is a Shas Mapiri. And at that time, she was Nesro, then he remarried her again, and then he died out of the second marriage. He died, so then, we are calling her Bezer, so Shimon cannot be Miyavim, Elea, the wife of his father Ruben. Why? Because she was Nesro Shoachas at the time of the generation of the first marriage. But the question is, why is it Nesro Shoachas there? So Rashi explains it. Because as long as he didn't divorce her, and Rebbezer holds the stream of Shema Piri, so it, during the duration, all the years of the married life between Ruben and Leah, so she was imagined, she was destined to become Muteres to Shimon upon the death of her husband. So she was imagined to become Muteres. To Shimon upon the death of her husband Ruben. So she was Muteres. Mashiach came the moment, because why? She was destined to become Muteres upon the death of her husband. But the moment Ruben divorced her, so that put an end to her destiny to become Muteres upon the death. Until the moment of Gerushin, she was destined to become Muteres to Shimon upon the death of her husband Ruben. But the moment he divorced her, that put an end to her being destined to become Muteres upon the death of Ruben. But then Ruben remarried her, and then he died out of the second marriage. So we apply the aloha of Kiddushin Esro Shoachas. So when did she become Asuro? She became Asuro only at the moment of the Gerushin. But until he decided to divorce her, she was destined to become Muteres. Of course she was not, as long as her husband was alive. So she certainly was not Muteres to her husband's brother Shimon. She was in a Shish and in a Shetach, everything. But since this Suim Rishayim Apiri, so there was a Chaleis all the time of their married life, the first marriage, that is to take effect upon the death of her husband. So she was Muteres. So it's Hutro. So all the years of the married life until the moment of the Gerushin, it was Hutro. It can be considered as Hutro. Then, when he divorced her from the first marriage, so that put an end to her being destined to become Muteres upon the death of Ruben. So it's Nesro, that moment is Nesro. Then, when he remarried her, it's Chosro Vihutro. And Rebbezer says, Asuro. So it's a riot from that, that Rebbezer holds not only the Suim Rishayim Apirim, that Hutro, the Nesro, the Chosro Vihutro, Loitav Rafael Rishayim. Because in that case, too, it's a case of Hutro. Because until the moment of the Gerushin, she was destined to become Muteres upon the death of her husband. That's Hutro. You cannot say that it's not Hutro just because as long as her husband was alive, so she was not Muteres. Of course she was not Muteres. But she was destined to become a teretz upon the death of the husband. But the Geirishin put an end to this being destined to become a teretz upon the death of the husband. So it's Hutro, and then when he divorced her, when Ruben divorced his wife Leah, so it was Destro, and then when he remarried her, so it's Chodrobo Hutro. And still Rabbi Zah says, Tosea. So it's a raya that Rabbi Zah holds, not only the three Morishayim appearing, that Hutro and Destro, the Chodrobo Hutro, will tell what they are. Just one second. So, the Lemelay, the Yadim and Hegel of Ugreshe, why couldn't Rabbi Yechanan be the Yashi, the Kashi, from the Mishnah of Daladachi, on the basis of the Wikite, that the Mishnah of Daladachi is reference to the case where there were four brothers, Chubin Shimon and Levi Yehude, and Levi Yehude, Levi was married to Leah, Yehude was married to Rochel, and then Levi and Yehude died, but one died in the same day, let's say, one after the other, and no one knows who died first. No one knows. So in Mele, there is no Eitzeh, we don't know who is the Shnio, whether Rochel is the Shnio or Leah is the Shnio. So the Leimele, so Yadim and Hinof Gereshe, the Rochel, so the Gemara says no. The Mishnah could not have reference to a case where we don't know who is the Shnio, whether Rochel is the Shnio or Leah is the Shnio. Because the Mishnah concludes, so when do we say it's you? Only when there is no possibility that no Yisrael is committed. But if there is a possibility that no Yisrael is committed, so then we don't say it's you, because that was mentioned and in the Mishneh there that Chavgimu on the base. That if there is a possibility that it just happened the right way, so we don't say it's you. So since the Mishnah here says that in contrast to what is mentioned, that Chavgimu on the base, that Kidmu Vikim to Eivitzim Yotam. Here it says Kidmu Vikim to Yitzio. Why? Because over there it's possible, it's very likely, that was not the because it's not the Yisrael. Masheike, here in the Mishnah Galadachi, he certainly was the day of the Yisrael. So, but if we say, if this Mishnah Galadachi has reference to the case where we didn't know who was the fellow's first, so why does it say, because that definitely is Bisa. Elo Shnio, Amre Chavroye Shnio Yom, Amo Rishen Yom, Hani de Komole, so because of that, Hani Kom Lachoye Tei De Mishon. Now, Yehoche, Yishim Yadim Al Nuhu, Ho Yav Yadim Al Mishya Ben Yishenu, Hani de Tone Kroima, Ho de Tone Yitzio Amai, Bishlo Yim Al Mishna Amri La Afi Kiva De Yitzio Rosh Yono, Inam Rishenu Yim Man Shayro Lo, Hale Achei Tzkukoyim, Umi Me'achicho Cholos Lachei Tzu Vafki Yadim Al Mishenu, אלו שני, לילה, אוכי שאיבם רישי, שניו אירה לחלקי. בהד הזו רישיינו, יבוא מה שאותרו ונאסרו וחותרו ואותרו. יאוכי אומר, בפני קייס, תקידנו לקים שניסים יודו, בשביל לקה לסופי, פוגע באחי סקוקו, ונאמר שני סופיקו. So, סין, אני קומר, סין, זה מישנה סייד, יוציאו, so it's a raya that the Mishnah in Daladach it does not have reference to a case where we don't know who is the Mishnah or who is the Shnio. And you come away, achoy to the Mishonon, to the most of the Tzute Kishmaite. There is no Gidom in the Tzivon. Even if we'll die, let's say, Shimon will be the Yavon one, and then the other one, so Shimon will be the Yavon. So Shimon will be the Yavon. One, and then the other Yavon will die. So then, there will be a bit of Mrs. Yvonne in the other Yvonne, because there will be a Chesishtay. So it's Mashman Varashis Roshan only if we say Ezike. But if we say Ezike, there is no bit of Mrs. Yvonne. So the Miri says, the Yeshema, the Hote Amrina, the Mayes Chai, Chad, Litam Ezike Yitma, Ho Litam Yezike, after the Mayes Yidoch, will lift the Haidu Lechuse, the Hote Shemeres Yom. והרבה רבונים כתבו, כן, וזה שני בשמוע שמרת יום שמי תמוד הבינימו, but we don't find any Roshni Rashi that says it. But it's midoyek from the Roshni of Rashi. Yeah, but anyway, the Miri says, this he said in the name of the Vila Rabbonim, that's Rashi. Now, Tihod Shineret Yom. So what does it mean? He means the Gemore, Daf the Mouth. Now, I mentioned it last time, but there was one difficulty that was pointed out. I said I'll discuss it now. So, now, the Mishnah, that we all have to come with out. Shemeres Yom, Shekidesh Ochi Vesachif, Mishim Rebut Ben Seira Omru, Eimrim Leham Tei, Ashiyase Ochi Chomai. Ashiyase Ochi Chomai. So, in other words, Reuven and Shimon and Levi with brothers, Reuven died, and Leah was Mifales before Shimon and Levi, and then Levi was Mikadesh, Rochel, the sister of Leah. So Eimrim Leah, so we tell, Levi hamtein, miliso achiyase ochi chomai, yase ochi chomai, cholat lo ochi oikinso yichnis es ishte, meis aibomo yichnis es ishte, meis yobm yeitzi es ishte biget veis es ochi zechui. Now this is Rabbi Yudim Seira. Rabbi Yudim Seira is a mandoma who says, yes, so still he says that meis yobm, so in other words, the atu yibomu, Shimon and Levi, and Levi was Mikadesh Rochi, and then Reuven died. I mean, not Reuven, I'm sorry. Yobi, Shimon died. So then Levi has to give a get to Rochel, and then Leo has to give Chlis. Now the question is, why? So how can he give Chlis? How can Levi give Chlis to Leo? She's a Chlis Ishte. So we see from this Mishnah that according to Mandoma Yer Zike, so the Zike is not Poka as a result of the fact that Leah is a Chizish. So the Zike is not Poka. Now, Cases and Rambam say that the Zike is not Poka as a result of the Achesishte of the Gdush, but if Levi will be Nesei Rochel, then Einem Leham Tein Levi Achiyata Achichomai. So what's the difference between even according to Rabbi Seira that they Zikr, so what's the difference between Gdushin and Nisuin? So the Ramban explains it, because if we say Yes Zikr, so there are two Gdushin, because Yes Zikr means that Nidirai Se Yes Achiyamishet. It's not like a king wishes of Dushin to become a sword in the Sheikh Bosom of Ishtay, the one that is clear to him. I mean, the Raisa, that's not, but it's a king wishes to the Raisa. And he can be made from Midori, I mean, we got that. Come on, we come out of it. So, Mimele, if we say yes, he can. So if Levi was Mikadish Rochel, the sister of Leo, but before Levi was Mikadish Rochel, the sister of Leo. So Leo was Knuyo to Levi, a king and Ishet. Then he was Mikadesh Rochel. So Leo becomes an elbow of Achiz Ishtay. So it's not Mafiadis. So we explain. So because there are two Kinyonic Dushi, the Rambam says. Mashein came, if Levi was Leise Rochel. So then the king and Ishet that Levi has in Rochel is more Gomo than the king and Ishet he has in Leo. Because Leo, truly the king of the Raisa is sufficient to gather for us to go and other things. But it's not a key and gobble. Mashenke in the Mitsui that Levi acquired in Rochel, that's a key and gobble. So the main way the key and gobble that in Rochel is Mafia, the key and Misha, that Levi has in Leo. But, so that's Tente Shizra Ramban Shizra. For the Rajbo, the Ritvo, and the Ritvo, and the Neiri, and the Achilles. And they say that the point of the Ritvo is the Yerzike, so even if Levi will be Neisi Rochel, so in the Leham Tei Levi, at Yata Pichomai. Why? And the base of the same Monday. And this is very Tisui. So it's a King Gomu, and the Gdushi, and the King Zike is not a King Gomu. But still, since he was already Kenet, Leah. Called Levi was Cain and Leah. It was Cain and Kionisha to Leah. So when Rochel becomes his wife, the male Leah becomes an Erbo, a Chetish day, so it's not Bakirish. Because during an Erbo there is no Christmas Dushin, but most Rishayni Machilik and Rashi, and they say that Christmas Dushin, it cannot be Poka. In an Erbo, Dushin cannot be Tefes at the very outset, but the Dushin was Tefes at the very outset. And then she became an Erbo, after the Dushin was Mitzvah, so then it's not Poka. Then it's not Poka. So the male here, the king and Nisha, that Levi acquired Leah at the moment, Leah was the fellas to him, so that came first, that the real king and Nisha. So, and then later, Leah became an Achiz Ishte. So the male is not Poka, as Tisa says, that and this. So the male, the male says, so when Gemara mentions, Bitu Mitzvah Yevamim in this case, because if, let's say, one Yom Yav, one Yevamim, so then, there is a possibility of Bitu Mitzvah Yevamim, in case the other Yom will die. So the Mitzvah of Yevamim, let's say, could not be realized by the same Yom in the sister of the first Yevamim, because it's a Chizish day. So that's only true if we say Einzik. So if we say Einzik, so then, as a result of becoming an Achiz Isha, so the Zike of Einzik, so it's Poka. But the Einzik, we say Einzik, so it's like two cushions. So even if there is Nisuin, so then it's not one. This is how the Mir explains it. So this is very good. But he said that in the name of Rashi, but Bile Rabbonim Kotvu, Tenev, it's Mashma from Rashi, and he mentioned the Russian of Rashi, that is Chesed, which we don't have. But anyway, it's Mashma from Aaron, from Russian of Aaron. So, but the question is, all this Lomdes is very good, according to the Rishayim Mu'achilikam. But Rashi, who says that even if Rishayim is not a face in a certain woman, because she's an Elbo, but if she becomes an Elbo, later on, the Rishayim is not Poka. And this is Rashi, this is how Rashi explains Hatel made him say the Shekdushin Teiv Simba. And Shekdushin Teiv Simba. So in other words, that if, let's say, Shishish was Nizam, and then he was Nigarish, and then the husband remarried her, so Dushin Teiv. So even Rabbi Akiva who said that he didn't take him Chayav Olam, and say that there is Chayav Olam, and the Bible always was the Kachto. So still he is made. So Rashi says, how do we know that he is made? Ligabe is Teite, because the Torah says that when a woman is Nizam and Nishishish is Nizam, the husband says, Kimoto Bayamas Dobo, so the husband has to divorce. That means without the divorce, the Nishish is not Spoka. But if we say that according to Rabbi Akiva, so justice Vishnu is not Teite, you know Chayav Olam, so Vishnu is not Teite, so he's Teite, so in case where he didn't divorce her, the Vishnu should be Boka. So it's a raya that Seita is an exception. This is how Rashi explained that. So Seita is Chelik on Rashi's Pshat. And Seita says, no, that's no raya. Maybe Dushin is not Tefes, it was Midarisha. But here, where he was Midarisha, so in Mele, it's not Poka. In other words, that's the Machlege between Rashi and Tefes. Where Dushin is not Tefes in the Nervo. Suppose Dushin was Tefes before she became an Nervo. And then she became an Nervo. The point to Rashi, just as Vishnu is not Tefes in an Elbow at the very outset, so Vishnu was held before, it's Poka, according to Tefes not. So this Lomdes of the Mir is all right, according to Tefes, he said. But he says it in Rashi, about the Rabboni, but okay, in Rashi, it doesn't make sense, because according to Rashi, so, I mean, that goes without saying, that where she's an Elbow, where one Yivomit, when so-called Yivomit, he's an Achiz Ishte, at the time of the Mechile, then Zike is not even how. So the Mele, we should apply according to Rashi's Lomdes, so even the Zike was how. So it should be Poka. So Zike should be Poka. So Zike should be Poka. Now, but we have to say that Rashi will distinguish between the two cases, because that's the Mishnah Mufresh and Daphne Male. deduzite iz napoka. Dete mišljeno porešes, koje ses, meis jom, jenci es ište i get, et pravilan se jo ses. Veli se tako da kuj. So obviously, we have to say, that people rashe, will admit that vis-a-vis zike, vis-a-vis zike, so even though in a nervo, in a mishes is not a infest, for the time of the period, what we speak here was the period. So in an elbow, so then it's not for. Why? So there's a very simple distinction. Because we see from the Gemore that if we did have a special period of Tafo, so then if it's for, we wouldn't be able to say that just as Kushi is not painted in an elbow, I am interested. So the Lele, Zike should not be tainted, should not take effect in an hour. Because the whole sugi in the Gemara, as whether it is the Echelet of the Torah, or it's not the Echelet of the Torah, and then the Gemara says that as it is not the Echelet of the Torah, so the Mele couldn't be Miyabi because it wasn't the Echelet of the Torah. So, and why did the Echelet say? Because of the special girls at Otto, because they were living in the Echelet, and they were having the special girls at Otto. So I would say, all Chayel Echelet says, two years of the Echelet of the Torah, so they cannot be in Eden, but Chlitza there should be, so that means there would be Zikeh. But the question is, why do we have to resort to all these things? Let the Gemara say on the basis of Svare, we have Sukkim, that Dushni is not even Snachim Tishkeh. And what is Zikeh? Zikeh means the Kinesia. So the Mele just as Dushni is not even, no Kinesia can be how, can be effect in an elbow, or not. So Zikeh cannot take effect either. So we see that one is not necessarily dependent upon the other. There is one big difference. The Kushin, so who affects the Kushin? The Kinyanishet of the Kushin. So the Baal, the Mikavit. So the Mele truly ever tells a person that Kushin is not basic. He's not basic in an elbow, Hayavikrishet, 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 and so on. Hayavikrishet. So that only, that tells a person only implies that one cannot indite affect a key and niche in an album. Machine in the key and decay of me. So let's say the phone is Mandoma Yankee, so it's a key and niche. But that takes effect in the melee to Nashomani. She becomes New York to the York. It's not that he affects the key and niche in the woman. Whether he likes it or not, she becomes New York. So the melee, the Xerotakoto that tells us, the Xerotakoto that tells us, the Kushin is not painted. In an elbow, Chayav Shvitzeh does not necessarily imply that Zike is not painted. Because Kushin is something with the Kiyanishes that has to take effect to his mindset, to his mindset Kushin. It doesn't take effect in Melee. So in Melee, he cannot affect a Kiyanishes in a woman that is Asuro on him, on his forehead, and his elbow, and his forehead. Mashiach came in the Kiyanishes. In the Yvonne, so in Hashemayim goes off away. So Mimele, she becomes Kiyotin. So if we didn't have a special girl Takotu, so Mimele, she would be Kiyot, a Kiyan Zike, to him. But the Gemara says, that even as a Bechalais is in the forest, so Mimele is not allowed to be the Yav. All right, it's true that the Rambam says, and that's the Gemara, and that's it. So when the Gemara says, but in the middle is a Jewish and the Kudir of a Kudir of a Bolon, that's it, some of the hour. The Bible takes it. So from that Gemara it appears that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Hayot the Lav Jewish is not in faith, so there is no Zike. So Hayot the Lav, according to Rabbi Akiva, the same thing, like Hayot the Jewish, according to Shimna Gemon, we got the Zike. So this is the time. Why? So there is no Zike. So there cannot be Kriye, some Mele cannot be Yav, some Mele, since it cannot be Yav, so can you leave Mele Chlis? Mashenke, Chayo Belav, leave me Kone Traba Kime. But, and as is Dech Elay to the great, and as is Dech Elay to the great, so this is the Zike. But the Rambam, So we see from this discussion that there is no halacha, there is no necessary connection between Kriyas Kedushin in a woman by a person who is Mekadesh, who whose mindset she becomes Tmeilah Be'im, and Zikeh, which is the key initiate, which is the key initiate to Mela and Hashemayim for the whole. So there is no connection. So the Mela takes as a catch, but Ramban is a character that Chonit Rabbi Akiva, the Chonit Rabbi Akiva, that Chayav Elav is an Ergo, which is a Kepes, the one is a Mamzer, so the Mela, Chayav Elav, the Gabi Zikeh, to be treated like Chayav Ekrisis, a Chonit Rabbi Akiva, Chonit Rabbi Akiva. So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat is not that the Dekiyan Zikeh is Mitzvah Asvoreh, is dependent, is necessarily dependent upon the initiation of Dushan. No, but there, as we explained at that time when we learned the Gemara that said there, because true that as long as we didn't have a posse that Torah Selva is Mufti of Zikeh, so then the only reason as to why there couldn't be Zikeh in Chayav Ekrisis is because it has to be Chayav Ekrisis the Torah. So in Mele, we say a talking in Yidmen Lachrisis. Masha'in came in the Baskon of the Gemara, that there is a special Zerasakotu, the Tzorah Tachetishte, of Bishop Alachim, so Zikah Yisrael, Dao Tavot Olam Chaya, the Tzorah Tachetishte. There is no Zikeh, and there, so in Mele, the same Zerasakotu that tells us that there is a Tzorah Zikeh, in Torah Tachetishte, so it certainly tells us that Tachetishte are founders of Torah Zikeh. So even without the time of Inet to be Chalitza the Torah. So in Mele, once we have that Zerah Tachotu, which tells us there is no Zikeh in the Torah Tachetishte, so then the Tachotu tells us also there is no Zikeh in Achetishte, in Araye. So in Mele, according to Rabbi Akiva, in Ol Chayav Elav, there is no, in Ol Chayav Elav, there is no Zikeh. In Ol Chayav Elav, there is no Zikeh. So, but only because we have a special Zerzakot. But if we didn't have a special Zerzakot, then we say that there could be Zikeh, even in Chayav Ekrisis, and true that there is no Zikeh of Zikeh, because in Ezra Dichalish in the Torah, but Chlisah there could be. But we have a Zerzakot of Tosh in Yidin and Chlisah. In other words, I'm trying to point out that the fact that a woman is an elbow and she is not taken by certain persons does not imply that Zikeh could not be taken. But we have a special Zerzakot to have a Zikeh too. The Zerzakot that tells us that there is a Zikeh, baby the elbow, baby to also. So that Zerzakot, as far as that Zerzakot is concerned, so it only tells us that if she is an elbow, the woman is an elbow, anyway. So then there is a choice. But if he was not an elbow, he shot the killer. Let's say Reuben and Shimon and Levi were brothers, and Reuben died, and Levi was Michalis, and then Roche, Levi, so Michalis was for Shimon and Levi, and at that time Levi was not married to Roche as yet. So Zikeh was Chal, but later on Levi married Roche, and so that Leah became an Achidishti of Roche later on. So Meichatayse that it should be Matzia. So even according to Rashi, so Rashi Shite is only in the Gzirasakotsu, the Dushin is Matzia in an Elbo, where the Dushin has to take effect to his mindset. So that Gzirasakotsu tells us that there cannot be any key in Dushin to the mindset of the husband, to the Mikadesh, cannot take effect. And if it was Chal already, it has to be Poka. Masha'inkin where the Kiyanishes, Yizoholin HaShemayim, it's not with his mindset. So even in an Elbo, it should take effect. Even if she's an Elbo, Mishakutila, what do we have in Zerzakotu? If she's an Elbo, Mishakutila, not. But the Zerzakotu only tells her if she's an Elbo, Mishakutila. But if she became an Elbo, like Chochel here, she became an Elbo after Levi was Mikadish, so Leah became an Elbo. After Levi was Mikadish, Chochel. So the Zerzakotu doesn't say anything about that. But, according to Mandoma Reim, he gets some Mitzvah we say. Just as the Yisrael Elbo is Bastia, the Halei, the very outset, So it's Marty later on too, because the Holy Mandomare is Ike. So the whole Ike of the Ibone consists in the residue of Ishes that remain vested in Yochim Ameh. Mashaykh from Manoma Yez Ike. So the Ike consists in the rightfulness in Ishes that became vested in the Yom. So Mimele, it cannot be Marty of the King of Ishes that already decayed. So the Yisrach Hishon cannot be Marty of the King of Ishes that already became vested with Mimele, Nashomai, not with Maise, Leah. So Mimele, so we can apply this, we can apply the same wonders, even if on Zerah. Even if on Zerah. All right, now, we have to go over the taste of and the Sugi of Balas Hagetabot Maina. At that time, I didn't elaborate on it because I wanted to go over the Gemara Now, but it's a very complicated thing, especially the taste. All right. So the Gemara has an abaya. Bailas aget to bailas maimea, eize mehem to them. Ochit kemei, viloi beislot, Ruben and Shimon, two brothers. And Ruben was married to two brothers. Lei and Rochel, they are not sisters. So then, Roy Beisnot, Roy and Roch, the Yosef Zem Maimel Azu, and Shimen, made the Maimel Leo, to get Azu, and the Gev, he gave to Roch, the Shuv was a Liyav, so neither one can be Liyav, he come with, because with the Rabbona, and he's come with the Liyav, he is a Yitzhu Ligar, he is a Menaguno, Lachwe to Yitzhu Tron. So the Gemara says the following. Weil es geht über das Meiner Reise mit dem, weil es geht an diese, nicht in der Aspen, wo ich mich sehe, oh, der Marschall sagt, Aspen, wo ich mich sehe, but it appears in the back of his house, that many of the shame, certainly, did not have that fear set, nicht in der Aspen, wo ich mich sehe, ich habe mich sehe. Whether the same regime who are not there is in the Aspen, wo ich mich sehe, who are not there is the expression of the Marschall, my Marschall, my Marschall, my Marschall, so from the case of the shaming it's mashma, that he was not gayrais, the expression which in the Aschol of the Chutzer, of the gayrais, but he was gayrais, Yom and Balas Maimer Adivim, she was gayrais, she was gayrais. Anyway, what it appears from the shaming, that they were not gayrais, Balas Aget Adivim, she was Aschol of the Chutzer, the gayrais, but they were just gayrais, Balas Aget Balas Maimer Adivim, she was gayrais, Balas Aget Adivim, or Yom and Balas Maimer Adivim. Possibly, by the time Rabbi is saying the being, possibly that even the expression is they were dear, the shame were not dear. Right. But they were not dear, hated him, the shame were not dear, you should ask for the truth. Or if you know about the time Rabbi said, you should say the dear, or my Rabbi said, and later on, you should get a mind there, or my Rabbi said, you get all these on my Rabbi said, I'm a rod, and you can get a Rabbi said, or I'm a man of the other, and you can get a Now let's see the thing. So in the pshat in Baal HaShaget HaGifeh, so there are two pshat. But in order to understand the two pshat in Teitzveh, we have to look into the two pshat in the Teitzveh Tishem. So the Teitzveh Tishem says, Baal HaShaget HaGifeh, Pirat HaKonso. HaGifeh Shechlitso, Gifteteron. I mean, it's not explicit in Rashi. The Tishem mentions Pirat HaKonso, but this is not explicit. Anyway, so there is a shot that Balas Aget Adifeh. Now let's record into the contrast shot. The contradiction that Adifeh means, Balas Aget Adifeh means, so the chlitze of this Balas Aget should patter the zike of the Balas Maimea. So how can we explain it more? Isn't there Balas Aget Adifeh, and he should be able to give chlitze to Balas Aget and patter the Balas Maimea? Or if you met Balas Maimea Adifeh, he should be able to give chlitze to Balas Maimea and patter the Balas Aget. Why the Balas Maimea? וואל וואלס מיימר משום דקריבו לביה סן דקאנטרי דקריבו לביה מינס that she is more of a woman already, like a woman who was already misyabemet, So in other words, so the chlitze is a grusha, so it's a chlitze gruo. So how can we say because of kriyu lebiye, which should be a sibe for being the chlitze being a chlitze gruo? So how can we say that dafke because it's a chlitze gruo, you should give a chlitze adarabes? Very strong cast. אלו נראה לפורי אישית בעלת הגטע דיפה ממפות ירבחים שצריכה ותו וניחה הכי so that he says no that it's just the reverse when he says בעלת הגטע דיפה it doesn't mean that she should get if he is given to her so it's part of the thought it's part of the בעלת מיינה but other other בעלת הגטע דיפה to become פותר to the chlitze of the Baal Shemayim. But I understand. Eizim and Zidane, Baal Shaget Adife. So the Baal Shaget is Adife. So in other words, the G should become Potter to the chlitze of the Baal Shemayim. Or if you more Baal Shemayim Adife, that the Baal Shemayim should become Potter, that the Zike should of the Baal Shemayim should be Potter by giving chlitze to the Balas Get. Why? Because the Balas Get is a chlitze chshubo. Ma sheikin, the Balas Maimea, is the chlitze gruo. It's chayvo lebiye. So there was already a substantial diminution in the deal. So then, we understand. All right. So we have to shot. What pshat is, adiche means that she should get the chlitze and papa the havato, or the other pshat is, no, the reverse. That she should become tumo to the chlitze given to the house. All right. Now we can understand the case. But as I get that difference, pirei shenase b'maise, or the same chalas. So, I mean, if you look up in the Tinkus of Rosh, so you'll see, I mean, the Tinkus of Rosh says it in so many words. So, in other words, that the first Roshan in Teisle is mamish like the Tinkus of Shemish, not like the Pirei Shakuntras of Shabbos. Well, actually, it's not so definite that this is how it actually explains. All right, you can read it into Rashi. I mean, you can even deny that this is a Rashi thing, but you can read the other pshat to the Rashi. All right. So in other words, so the first pshat to Teisle, not the Rebbe pshat, is like the Teisle Shem pshat, not like the Pirei Shakun pshat. So now, what does it mean? What is the Teisle Shem pshat? But if I get that detail, so maybe she should become pshat to the chlitza of the Baal Shemayim. Why? Because the Baal Shaget is more of a chlitza of Ruo. So the male of the Baal Shemayim is a chlitza of Shuvo. So by giving chalitza to the Baal Shemayim, so the Baal Shaget becomes pshat. So that's a difference. That she should be the one who should become pshat to the chlitza of the other. Why? Because what is the effect of get? Get, with the Rabbonon, has the same effect, not in a full way, but in an incomplete way. What's the effect of get? To terminate, to put an end to the thing. And what is get? What is the get? The initiative, young man. What is get? What is the effect of get? To put an end or to be matrix. The Kiyanisha, the Yobhe. So in Meile, the Balas Haget is a Chlitza Gruo. Is a Chlitza Gruo. So in Meile, the Gruo is called Adifo. She is better to be Ptuo, to the Chlitza of the Balas Maise. But Pirish and Ase go Maise, because what kind of a Maise was Nase in the Balas Haget? In the Balas Haget, a klishus azik to the get, because that's the effect of derishim to terminate ishim. Here he didn't terminate ishim altogether. I mean, in the Raise it has no effect whatsoever. But in the Rabbonon, it weakened the ishim. It reduced the ishim. So it's odd that she should become too off
to the wheat there on the ballast mine. All right, what do you think, Richard? So the Ribbon shaft is like the Pirate Sakunt. I mean, as far as I think of it. So according to the Ribbon, Pirate Balagas, as we say, so the wheat should be given to the Balasagas, not to the other. But the Balasagas, the wheat should be given to Balasagas, instead of the and partner the Balas mine. Just the river. But why? He asked the wheat. So I'm going to see the back point out that they will not give us this tomorrow then. It's the Ribbon himself who says it, but his mother just said, oh, get that this, stop. Oi, Dilma, what is my mother? So the Ribbon explains it, why don't I get that this? The bar collects it, not the astral ball, but who is the astral ball? The nearest thing that's, according to the Marshal, that doesn't make any difference. So that was according to the Ribbon. So the Pshat Nad is a means that it's a bit that she should be the one to get a chute and part of the Balas mine. Pile my mind there. Perushe, Karhu, the minor of it will get to the city song. Now what is the Gemara say? Omar Abashitosh. Made the Ramiel. She is get a miner, a miner a hage. So Ramiel says, in get a hage. Made who she is get a miner. The bomb is more herald. The miner the Jew, the Hakim of the Jew, money get, lift the ocean of Jew. They say to ocean of Ramiel, a miner's kingdom, for 3 minutes. I'm the get, miner a hage. So, in ghetto di so in maimer abaste in maimer odi so in the ghetto abaste so di so in we explain the gemara like the first washing thing says apply the Ribbon so a dife means that she is a dife to be pure to the dike of the other so in maimer in other words so a dife really means that the chlitze in her is a chlitze grue so in maimer sees the chlitze in her is a chlitze grue. So the best way to do is that she should become Ptumo by Chlitza being realized that. So then we understand, so there is parity. So between the meaning of Adife here in the Baye and the meaning of Adife in Rabash's memory. So it says, he gets all the, so in other words, if we say, he has certainly get all this meaning. He gets all the, in other words, so little hen and mama rabatrei, if the zika becomes reduced substantially to the gate, in other words, the zika becomes reduced substantially to the gate, so in other words, there is little zika, very little zika left, the zika is reduced to the minimum by the gate, little hen and mama rabatrei. So in other words, so it conforms to the expression of the here, which means that if the chlitze in the get, in the balas haget, would be a chlitze grua, so it conforms to the meaning of adife there in the abaye. Because what does adife mean? Balas haget adife because the chlitze in the balas haget herself would be a grua. So the best way, so it's certain that she should become boter by a chlitze being realized in the balas minor. So there is. A complete analogy in the meaning of Odi in the Abaye and Odi in the memory. Machei in the comments of Ribbon. So in the Abaye, Odi means what? Odi means that she should get clean. The Balas Haget herself. So that was the Kachlite will be a significant Kachlite. And but over there, when he says, in get Odi means because the Kachlite. Who did get? So her zike was reduced to a minimum. So it has a different meaning. That is that who is Perushe, Loyea, Dife de Hoche, Perushe, Taibi, he might not want to forget all these. Then, in other words, so in order that there should be complete resemblance, harmony between the Perush Amiro of Adife in the Abaye and the Perush Amiro of Odi in the memory of Rabashe, so we have to say, like the first one, that Odi in the Abaye means Adife because the CK was reduced to a minimum. There is very little CK left. There is a very little CK left. So this is the thing. Oh, new, but still, on the other end of the thing, I think they much maxed out the highly academic, the Koya is in the academic economy. So in other words, from the point of view of Adife, what, from the real meaning, what does that even mean? So it's more much more like the revolution. But according to the meaning of Adife in the context, so it's more much more like the first one. Anyway, this is the situation. So this is the shot in Adife, so that you can see the picture of what I mean. If anyone has any doubt, when he looks in the face of all, so he sees that that is the group shopping thing. Now, we have to understand the demand according to both of them. Now, so first let us understand according to the first Washington thesis, which is the shot of Moses. That's the simpler shot. So we say, Balas Haget to Balas Minor is making them. Balas Haget Adife. That means that the Balas Haget has a lesser victim. So Balas Haget Adife means that the Balas Haget has a lesser degree of Zike in her than the Balas Minor. So Mimele is Adife that the Balas Minor should get the Chute and Pater the Balas Haget. Now he wasn't there. So Jesus wasn't there, we should ask for it. So we don't see that. So explain him that. Or if you more Balas Minor Adife, you should be playing with the end, you should be it appears that Jesus is a shame war there. Or if you Minor Adife, that there is less of Zike possessed by the Balas Maya. Why? So Mele, the Balas Aged should get a Chute and part of the Balas Maya. Why should we say that there is a lesser Zike possessed by the Balas Maya than the Balas Aged? We should be telling him here. Now suppose he would be Liam, then the Zike would be Poka Ligamba because he started his Yohodomo. So just as in an ordinary wife that one has, not the Ivone, why this never was Ivone? So is there any spark or any mitzvah of Zike? Of course not. So here the Alochi is, Kiddush Ekintar, and Kiddush Ekintar, of the moment is Niyam. So not only so the Yidim accomplishes two things. First of all, the Yidim attacks the kingdom of Zike, so she becomes his wife. And then the Yidim knows any Zike, by any of winner, even vis-a-vis the other one. So in many ways, so according to Tetzel's first lawsuit, the Gemara is the Kati. Balas Haget is a name for them. Balas Haget, Adif. In other words, the Balas Haget is considered to have a lesser degree of Zike than the Balas Maina. So in many ways, the Chlita should be given to the Balas Maina. Or if you have a Balas Maimer Adife, then the Balas Maimer possesses a lesser degree of Zike, the Balas Haget. Why should you say Balas Maimer? Because Midrabonon, Maimer is like Yidin. And what's the little effect of Yidin, Midrabonon say? That it knows, it negates any Zike that any Yom has in her, in that Yivomer. So Mimele, Midrabonon, Mechumre, that also knows any Zike that the Yom had. So the Meir has that there is less of Zike possessed by Balas Maimer than by Balas Haget. So the Meir Balas Maimer Adif and less than Balas Haget. Take it, yes. Why should Balas Haget have more Zike than Balas Maimer? Yeah, wow, there is a very simple reason. Because why should Balas Haget have more Zike than Maimer? Because Maimer Midrabonon is like him. Because we see that's the mitzvah lechatchila. As a matter of fact, if somebody is Miyabu Midrabonon, if somebody is Miyabu without receiving it, by Maimer, so it's Chayu Nidu. Mardus or Nidu, so in other words, the Maimer Midrabonon is like him. It's like him. So in Mele, and what is the little effect of him? That he can negate, he can know to seek it completely. Some miserable on the hunger, we could say. He don't spend all those on the
seat. Yes, but Krita.
Yeah, get it like Krita. All right, but there is no Zachonis Chachomim that every Krita should be preceded by yes, but there is a Zachonis Chachomim. There is a Zachonis Chachomim that every Yidm has to be preceded by Maimer, and if someone is Yavim without realizing the Maimer, so that's considered a Krita. So it's Chayim HaKas Malabi, so Nidu, I mean, so the Maimer we could say, so we could argue either way. We could argue either way, then that's the Shaila of the Gemara. We could argue though. All right. Now, so then the Gemara says, Omar Abashitosh, who made the Rabbi Gamliel, she did get a Maimer, who Maimer Achage, he get all this, we went a Maimer Abashre, I know all this, we went a Abashre. Now, according to the first version, so that means, so he get all this, that means, that the get is more of a chlitza gro, because there is a lesser degree of zike possessed by the balance get. So that means that the get accomplished a great deal. The get accomplished the fact that through the get, so the zike was reduced to a very minimum. Not completely, but they very minimal. So Mimele, so these gifts reduce the ticket to a minimum. So my mayor should not have any legal effect whatsoever. The minor or the full and get the bus right. The last one. Alright, so this way. Now the difficulty is in explaining the Gemara according to the Rivon. That's where the difficulty lies. Now let's try to understand the Gemara according to the one thing. Now, I once mentioned briefly in one shiur at the very beginning, but I didn't discuss it in detail. Now, the halacha is that chlitze, in order to be effective, requires kavone. Kavone of the chilitz and kavone of the chilitz. What kind of kavone? So there's the machlekes between the mari and the Chachamtzi. The Mari, in Chilut Beis, and Tshuvah Seven Ezer, I think the Tshuvah of Zayet, and the Chachamtzi, in Tshuvah Aleph, I mean, that's different from that, the first Tshuvah, the Chachamtzi. And then, there is also in Tzitzah Hishen, in Tzimah Reishayin Hei, and there is the Tshuvah Chassam Seif there, and in the Behudah in Eben Ezer, several Tshuvahs. They discuss that question. What kind of kavoni is? Now the Lashon HaRambam is once I just mentioned that machlokes, but I didn't discuss it. It wasn't in there at the very beginning of the shiur. The Rambam is the Dalet Yuchesidu Dechlitze. Halacha Chayes says as follows. To the south. Hato b'loshna kiddush, shenema kocho b'loshna zeh, v'chola yeshu shom, eini nacheo chaleitza nao sholishbon, v'choyer shetishchavin ha'yivomo shetachlis lei, v'yishchavin hu sheyachlis lei, v'yasu maisi me'ilu mishmo. Very fast. The Bezdin who is involved in the chlitze has to be king in Hilchet Yidin Mechlitze, in a thorough way. Because if they are not keen in Hilchet Yidin Mechlitze in a very thorough way, with all the Shittes, and the Machlekes, Marit, and the Chacham Tzvi, and the Tzitachishin, and the Misiles, and the Yehude, and I mean, so many things, so many ways the Chlitze can be done when they guide the Chilitz and the Chilitz. What Kavone to have, so in other words, they should guide them to have all Kavone. But anyway, so the Marit says that the Kavonet, so the Rambam says, Tamid el Dalokhe, Vitzorich shetishchavin ha-yivomo shetachutle, vitzchavin hu sheyachutle. What kind of Kavonet? So the Marit Chite is that the Kavonet is Kavonet of Tim Amin. That's all Chlitze is a Mitz. Chlitze is a Mitz. So, Memele, the Kavonet has to be Kavonet of Tim Amin. So that means, according to Marie, that means to teach homework. So in other words, if, let's say, Chlitze was given, and they had no carbone or kima mitzvah, so then the Chlitze got affected. I mean, so in other words, sometimes Chlitze has to be administered, you know, to a young man, Yivone, who don't know anything, I mean, don't know anything like that. So in other words, so who don't have a concept of Chlitze. Sometimes Chlitze is given, you know, by such an assimilated yom, I mean that he doesn't have a concept of mitzvah, he doesn't know what mitzvah means. So it has to be explained to him. I mean, he just cannot be given just like that and tell him to repeat certain words which he doesn't understand. All right, so that's the sheet of the mind. The Chacham Tzvi mentions a very good raya. He doesn't even mention that raya, but it seems to me, I mean, that raya is a very strong raya of Chacham Tzvi. He says, now there is a whole discussion among the Sheinim about the Nishimim. But they can give chlitze, they cannot give chlitze, in the Mocheshmei, I mean, all kinds of reasons as to why the Nishimim is not. And most of the Sheinim say that he can give chlitze. Ochi, Mocheshmei, all kinds of reasons. But if the carbonate that is required is carbon of kima mitzvah, what kind of a carbon of kima mitzvah is the nishume kim? What kind of a carbon of kima mitzvah is the nishume kim? It seems to be a very strong one. Anyway, the tzitacheshem is simen chishmishtet, simen reisha enei, so he is machri ala gemari. It's more mistaba ala chachamti. But of course, when a chlitze is administered, so then, the Bezdi has to make sure, has to guide the Chilitz and the Chilitz that they should have both covered. To be the whole idea. Now, the Tzitzachishen, Simen Reish Ha'Enei, so he says, like the Marit, that it means Kavon of Kima Mitzvah, and he's Nidalike from Loshna Rambam. The Loshna Rambam, the Nidalike Melchet Chutzah, Lochechet, is צורך שתסחה בין הליבומה שתחלץ לי ותסחה בין הוא שיחלץ לו ויעשו מייסי מילו לשמון. So the Chitachin says, what does it mean ויעשו מייסי מילו לשמון? יעשו מייסי מילו לשמון means he should be מחבל לשמון לשם שמיים, לשם קים אמיץ כמון אף קים אמיץ. That's what the Chitachin. Otherwise, why does Rambam say now, but it seems a week, but my grandfather Rebele in Achil Alichet Eliyahu, he also discussed that question, whether it's kavone of Kima Mitzvah, or, now what is Chacham Tzvi say? It's not kavone of Kima Mitzvah. So what kind of kavone is it? It's kavone like kavone of Tine. For Ida B'nichsi Hagea, Uchitobu Shein Shalei, if one makes it a chazoke, he works on the field which really belongs to a ger who died. So the name of the field is Hefker. But he doesn't know that it belongs to a ger who died without Yoshin from Melech Hefker. He thinks it's his own field. So why is he in there? He's in there because he wants to take care of it. But he does a maise. He does a maise that he's a chazoket. So loikot. Why? Because Kavone is left. So Melech. So it's like Kavonis Kiyan. That's what the Chacham Tzvi said. The Kavonis of Chlitze is like Kavonis Kiyan, like Oida B'nichsi Agia, or Sobha Shein Shalei Lukas. So the Tzachishin says, no, it's not like Kavonis Kiyan. It's not like Kavonis Kiyan. It is Kavonis Mitzvah. The Yatsum Mais Meir Lishmon. But I don't think that Rebele mentions that point, but the Rambam certainly does not agree with what the Tzitzachin says, because the Tzitzachin agrees with the Sheet of the Marit that the only kavone that is necessary is kavone of Kima Mitzvah. So why does the Rambam repeat and emphasize in two expressions, "Vitzorich shetischaven, Vitzorich shetischaven, Halibomo shetachlitzlei, Vitzchaven hu sheyachlitzlo, Vyatomai tzeilu lishmon"? Apparently, the Rambam. Has reference to two things. Otherwise, he's just repeating himself. It's not the Zerach of the Rambam to repeat himself. So the Sorabelle says that it's not Kavone Sekhimani, not like the Mamish. But, in other words, Kavone, let's say it's not Mamish like Kavone Kinyan. Kavone Kinyan, so what does Kavone mean? It means he has to have Kavone to do a Maizaki. Because he holds the shovel and he plows the land. So, and he thinks it's his own field, he's just plowing it for his own use, so he's not having to do a Maizekin yet. So, of course, so here, just being mishaving, let's say, of course, so of course, that is necessary, Kavone Skinyan. But that's not the only thing that is necessary. According to Chacham Tzvi, so the only Kavone that is necessary, Kavone to do the Maizekin, to do the Maizekin. To the Maizach we say. So that means if somebody who just, the Yom and the Vome, will just play around with the shoe of the Yom, and she'll just accidentally strip off the shoe without being mechaveh to do a Maizach we say, so it's not a test. That goes without saying. Of course, I mean, that according to Marit, it will not be effective, because then there is certainly, so they are misasit in whole Maizach, so there is certainly no Kavone of the Mamitz. No, my son is another. But that is not enough. It is also, Rebele says, that it also requires Kavone to patter anybody. He has to be mechaveh. With this, he has to be mechaveh to do a Maizach Ritze and to patter the Yibame with that Maizach Ritze. And in other words, so then you'll still ask if he has to have Kavone to patter. The Yibome, that might a chwitze, so how can a chwitze be administered to a mishumet? So a mishumet, he doesn't believe in chwitze. So the answer is no. We tell the mishumet that he should say, I am mechavim to patter the Yibome with this chwitze. So the mele, even if he is hard, first of all, it's possible he didn't know even Shumet, but in his heart, he does believe. But let's say, even if in his heart he doesn't believe that it patters, and to him, in his heart, he thinks that it's nonsense. That's how the Shumet thinks in his heart. But if he says that he's Mitzchavim, so then it will be the Kavone in his heart with his Lone Shabbat. We ignore that, if he'll say that. So maybe it can be administered even to a mishumet. So in other words, when the Rambam says, "Bitzorich shetischavin ha'yivom shetachlis le, v'yischavin hu sheyachlis lo," so number one, shetachlis le yischavin hu sheyachlis lo means they have to be mechavim to the ma'ase, like Kavone Skinyan, and that's not enough. V'yasu ma'ase ilum lishmon. They should do it lishmon for the purpose of being matia the zike, of patterning the yivom and all the tzor. And let's say in all the Yibami, there are many Yibami. So, all right, anyway. But there is a machlis. Yes. But shofar, so today the kavone is to patter, to be made see somebody else.
Let's say that it should be a cold shofar, not
Bashir.
That kind of kavone. It should be a kavone for
my Zachlitz. That's kavone for my Zachlitz.
That's kavone by the chlitze,
not just to a heavy play, you know, right. Kind of a sport, you know, to do exercise, you know, not in that. So then the kavone of my chlitze. So then the pshat is kavone by the chlitze.
Not the
Chacham Tzvi would explain it that way. So in other words, according to Chacham Tzvi, it's not two things. It's one thing. Like it's one, in other words, that you should have kavone to do in my chlitze, not just to play around. All right, now. So, I think, anyway, it's a machlekes between the Marit and the Chacham. The Marit and the Chacham. Now, matter of fact, the Bezdi that administers a chlitze should be more bucky, more blonding than the Bezdi that administers a get. Because in the get, all right, so in other words, so the get, they have a certain form, a certain standard and everything. I mean, and the biggest amhore a husband knows the meaning and the significance of the get, because there is such a concept among in civil law too, so they know that what a divorce means. A divorce terminates issues, puts an end to the marital relationship. But chutzah is the eyes, the lady says they don't know anything about the others. So the mamish wouldn't know, so it might be that the chutzah will not be affected. According to Oprah, according to Marie, according to something else. So just think that this is a certain kind of a ceremony, I mean, a religious practice, a minute, you know, with a lot of pageantry, I mean, and symbolism, this and that. That they can understand. But they have to know that these patterns that without the chutzah, she's asur l'shuk. Otherwise, if they don't know it, so that kavone of pattern here. And there are some, unfortunately, there are so many chutzahs administered by Bezdins. By Bezdins in America, and I'm not referring to conservative Bezdins. I'm referring to outland Bezdins, where they administer chutzahs and the yodman, the woman, they don't know a thing about the nature of the woman. They just think it's just a nice thing to do. Nice thing, a religious experience is a very nice thing to do. So, sometimes it's enjoyable, sometimes it's not enjoyable. So, it might be that a chutzah, if they don't know the meaning of zik, not that they have to know, I mean, all the lombards, I mean, the machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, yes, zik, that they don't have to know. But they have to know that there is a marital attachment, and without chutzah, she cannot get married. And through chutzah, this marital attachment is terminated. So as far as the get is concerned, everyone knows that's the purpose of the divorce. Because everyone knows of a divorce. But this, anyway, that's something else. So now I think that the pshat in the Ribbon has to be based upon the sheet of the marriage. Upon the sheet of the marriage. In other words, according to the marriage, that the kavonah of chutzah is the kavonah of tumah mitzvah. So then we see something else, that the thing that is matir of the divomer rishuk, so is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of chutzah that is matir rishuk. Because if we are going to assume it's not the tumah mitzvah by the yovman divomer that is matir of the divomer rishuk, but just the ma'aseh chutzah. Not the kima mitzvah. So why should it require kavona of kima mitzvah? Kavona of kima mitzvah is a aloha, is a prerequisite in the kima mitzvah. So if we say that the matia is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, so then we can understand. So the mele, since there is aloha, then that mitzvah is kavona. So then according to Marit, we have to say that kavona is important. Is miyake in the afkoe zike only according to mandoma that mitzvah sinas kavane, but according to mandoma that mitzvah interest kavane. So you can be the kind of mitzvah even without kavane. So then even without kavane of tima mitzvah, there'll be afkoe zike. But mishchanoch there are 2 days, it's two mishenes, it's whether we pass from mitzvah sinas kavane or mitzvah interest kavane. So maybe we require kavane of tima mitzvah, but. If the Vianakimine, even if we say he's a dangerous cabone, but if he has cabone not to be the kind of mitzvah, so Ramiyene says, then everyone agrees that he's not the kind of mitzvah. So the Mele, suppose there is cabone not to be the kind of mitzvah, so then the chlitza will not be effective according to everybody. So, but one thing is clear from the Marie, that according to the Marie, according to the Marim, so the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chutzah. Now, by Achim, there is a discussion as to whether Chutzah is a Mitzvah or not. So that is, I mean, that's very strange that some Achim should say that there are a number of Achim who say that Chutzah is not a Mitzvah. Mitzvah is a Mitzvah, Chutzah is not a Mitzvah. Chutzah is a Mitzvah, but all the Rishayim say the Rambam said it's a Mitzvah, and I mean, there was not more Mitzvah. Chutzah is a Mitzvah, Chutzah is a Mitzvah. All right, it can be explained, but the Rishayim say in so many words, the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Rambam and the Sivri Yireinim and the Smad, they all say, in Aloch HaZeles, they all say that Chutz is a Mitzvah, even though the Samachim say that Chutz is not a Mitzvah. All right, so, but from the Marit it appears that not only the chrisim is a mitzvah, but the kiyum mitzvah is niyakim in the head of the shuk, in the afkoezit. And if he is not the kind of mitzvah, even if there is a mitzvah, but he is not the kind of mitzvah, so the name there is no afkoezit. But true that according to all the shame, so chrisim is a mitzvah. But as far as so that's something else, which is a mitzvah. So, and the kviye is because of the mitzvah of Makanis and Tisnavshi. We learned in the Mishnah, today, in the morning, that Besni is keife. And chwitze, why is Besni keife? Because, like Lue Veminateo, so Besni is keife. So, chwitze also, Besni is keife. But, that does not mean that the Marit is right, that the Kavone is the Kavone of Kima Mitzvah. So in the Haname, of course Besdin should guide the Chilitz and the Chilitzes to be Mikai, to have Kavone. Because otherwise, they will not have the Kima Mitzvah. That in itself is very important. But that does not mean that without Kavone, so that Poezike will not take effect. Because true, there are two halachas in Chilitz. First of all, Chilitz is a matter. And whether he's the kind of Mitzvah or not the kind of Mitzvah, so he's the Mishumet. And he doesn't believe that he has Kavon and not to be the kind. So it's a matter anyway, as the Chacham Tzvi said. But Chlitz is also Mitzvah. So of course, so Besdin has to tell the Chelitz and the Chelitz, now you have Kavon to be the kind of Mitzvah. Just as Besdin has to guide every Jew, he should be the kind of all the Mitzvah. So Chlitz is not God. But the Marichi is not only the chlitzeh is a mitzvah, but the kiyuma mitzvah of chlitzeh is indispensable for the hapkoezik. That's a big thing. Now, if we say like the Marichi, that midereise, the kiyuma mitzvah of chlitzeh midereise is indispensable for the hapkoezik, so the mele midrabonum too. So the kiyuma mitzvah of chlitzeh in a full way is midrabonum. Is indispensable for the Hapkoezik and the Rabbonon. Because called the Rabbonon came the right. Now, as far as Yidden is concerned, so there is no doubt that neither Rabbonon, neither I say, believe the fulfillment of Mrs. Yidden conceived just of being Yab, the Bomber Yobiola, the Kokolish. But neither Rabbonon, so he will not be the kind of Mr. Yidden by just the Bomber Yobiola, on the contrary. It's a Nisa. So the mitzvah of Yidden with Rabbonon can only be fulfilled if it is first preceded by Maimon. And then it is followed by Yidden. So then is the kind of mitzvah of Yidden with Rabbonon. But suppose he'll just be the Yavim without Maimon preceding it, so he will not be the kind of mitzvah of Yidden with Rabbonon. The beginning of Yidden will not become Rabbonon. Now, so of course, as far, so there is a takonis chachomim that in fulfilling the mitzvah of Yidden with Rabbonon, he must first realize the minor, and then Yidden. That's in regard to the mitzvah of Yidden. As far as the mitzvah of Chris is concerned, of course, chachomim will not be talking that in order to be the kind of mitzvah of Chris and Yidden with Rabbonon, so first he should proceed by giving the get to the woman. And then finish up the mitzvah by giving the mitzvah. Of course not. That goes without saying. But what is the effect with the Rabbonon? What is the effect with the Rabbonon of get? Get, so with the Rabbonon, it has, in an incomplete way, with the Rabbonon, the Chumre, it has the same effect as chlitz. What's the effect of chlitz? To terminate the mission. The beginning. The cleansing. To put an end. That's chlitz. And so the male gets, when one gets to the woman has a key initiative. The Yavma has a key initiative in the woman. When he gives the get, so with the Rabbonon, it's considered as if he started to be chayim. To fulfill the mitzvah of chutz, even though he's not mechuyev to proceed that way, on the contrary, that's not the ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah. The ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah is just to give chutz and that's all. But gave the gift first. So that means, for me, the right, the giving of the gift is nothing. It's nothing at all. But the Rabbanon sees the gift has a certain correct, and it is maklish that he gave. So then, the Rabbanon, when one gave the gift to the Yivome, so the Rabbanon is considered as if he started the chlitzepa. You see, I mean, whether it's a girl in the Gemara itself, or he came into it, Mishum da'aschol bo bechlitze. And then the Marshal says, here's what Marshal begins. Why? Because the Marshal tells, what is aschol bo bechlitze? He didn't give a chlitze yet. Just again, the answer is, in the mitzvah of chlitze, in the process of chlitze. So of course, if he hadn't given a gift to the Yevame, so then the mitzvah of chlitze would be realized exclusively by the act of chlitze. But since he started, he initiated the termination of the ishet process by giving the gift, so the mele, the midrabon, the mitzvah of chlitze, can be fulfilled by finishing up. We can argue that way, not that we, it is necessarily so, but it can be argued that since he started the wrong way, he adopted the wrong approach. The proper approach would have been to start immediately with chlitze. So he would have been mikayim the mitzvah of chlitze and the rights of the rabbanon in a full way. But he started the wrong way, and he in effect with the rabbanon, so he started the chlitze. With the rabbanon, he started the chlitze. Because the guest is, with the rabbanon is like chlitze. It is matlin the chlitze. So with the rabbanon can be considered as if the Yovel had already started on the process of chlitze and had not finished it. But they already started. So Mimele, we could argue that in his situation, since he already started the wrong way and he started to be makri the zike, to be makri the zike, to negate the zike by giving the gift, but he did not succeed in negating the zikah. But he started to negate the zikah by giving the gift, so Mimele has to follow up that approach. Otherwise, he will not fulfill the mitzvah of chlitze in a full way in Mirabot. So we could argue that chlitze will, so the Gemara says like this, Bailas agetam, bailas maimer, izmen ki beme. Bailas agetam gife, mishum de aschil bo bichlitze, whether it's in the Gemara or not. So in other words, since he started to fulfill the mitzvah, Mit Rabbanon, he already started to fulfill the mitzvah. Mit Reise, he didn't start on the fulfillment of Chlitze. So, but, Mit Rabbanon, he already started the fulfillment of Chlitze, even though he could have fulfilled in an ideal way the mitzvah of Chlitze without doing it. But he used the wrong approach. He started the negation, of the zike by giving the gift. So Mimele, so he started already, he already initiated the mitzvah of Chlitze, to fulfill the mitzvah of chlitze in a complete way, so he has to follow up with that woman and give chlitze to the same woman. So then he'll fulfill the mitzvah of chlitze not only with the raise. With the raise, of course, because with the raise, the gap is nothing, it's verbiage with the raise. But with Rabbanon too. So then he will have fulfilled the mitzvah of chlitze, which consists essentially in negating the zike, and he started the negation process, the negation of zike process. So, I mean, the negation process of zike, or negation process of zike, by giving a gift, so he has to follow it up. So, if he will give chlitze to the same woman to whom he gave a gift, so then he has fulfilled and completed the mitzvah of chlitze in a full way, even in Rabbanon, in spite of the fact that he adopted the wrong approach. McKay, we could argue that way. McKay, if we are going to tell him. No, you gave a gift to Leia. But Chris said you give to Rachel the Balas Miner. So that means he started to put stuff up in the high field still before killing the Israel. Because neither Miner nor Getty means anything. But with Rabbonon, so he will not be fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriste completely because since he started the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriste with Rabbonon in a certain way, and he didn't finish it that way. So in Mele, he will be lacking in the Kiyuma mitzvah of Kriste with Rabbonon, and according to Marit, where the Kiyuma mitzvah of Kriste with Rabbonon is lacking, so there is no Abkhazidim with Rabbonon. So we can say that where a Kiyuma mitzvah of Kriste is lacking with Rabbonon, so there is a Kiyuma mitzvah with Rabbonon, so there is a Chisong in the Abkhazidim with Rabbonon. So that's the first thing. Okay. Oy dilmo balis malma rakit mishin dikhevel bi now that is difficult to explain. So what's the one of the other alternative? So we can say so the people shin kashi is other rabbi. So it's he and his family that he is dikhevel bi so shouldn't say malma rakit. That's the thing, the shin kashi against the pure sakum. So we have to say as follows. Now we saw from the Rashi, we explained that Yidn, the effect of Yidn, the legal effect of Yidn, that it's Matia de Zikel Masreya Vida Vida Riva. That's the legal effect of Yidn. Of Yidn per se. Because otherwise, there would be a paradox, there would be a fear. It has to be that way. I mean, it's imminent. This Chalizdin of Hakoel Zikel Vida Vida Riva. By Yidden is imminent in the Halloween of Yidden. Because otherwise it would mean that the Misho is clear after a certain moment to do the one. And that's inconceivable. That is a paradoxical relationship. It is spirit. That was to say the spirit anyway. So in other words, so the Akkoa Zikel Matreya vis-a-vis the other one is imminent in the Halloween. Now, in Chlite, it is also a characteristic of Chlite. Why? Because, as the Ramban, Dachman Aleph explains, because Chlite is not in Yidikaile. So when one has the Mimonashiach, he's a Binyan, he's a Chlite. So Chlite has the same legal effect as Yidikaile.